You too.
I'll do that. Okay. So, testimony. I asked Kent how much time he had. Because there's a lot of testimony there. You ever notice how testimony always starts with test? Test is the first four letters in testimony. Well, I guess I'll start at the beginning. I hope I don't make this too boring for y'all. My testimony started before I was born. The doctor wanted to kill me in my mother's womb because they said if they didn't, my mom was going to die. My mom said, no way. So, I'm here. Yep. But about the first 11 years of my life was basically every day of being abused by my mom's second husband and kids at school you ever think that you have written on your forehead the word victim? That was me. A victim. So, it was pretty depressing. But my mom married a good man, and things were somewhat better. But you know, there's still that pain. Still that pain. And I didn't know how to deal with it. So I turned to drugs and alcohol. And that helped temporarily. But you know, it doesn't take away the problems, doesn't take away the memories, the hurts. Those are still there. I married a good woman. They know who she is. But you know, I still had problems. My wife and I were separated for about a year. I didn't know the Lord growing up. One of the few experiences I had with church was when my mom made us go to the Nazarene church, which I love the Nazarenes, they're great people. But we'd go to church and the pastor's kids would pick on us. Bully us. So I didn't want anything to do with God or church or any of that stuff. Eventually I considered myself an atheist, a new ager. I was into all kinds of stuff. But you know, in the midst of my life falling apart and me and my wife being separated, I was driving down the road one day and I didn't know what else to do. I said, God, what's going to happen to me? And I heard an audible voice that said, wait and see. But But it didn't happen immediately. But about a year later, I got back together with my wife. And she was going to a Bible study with some people that she worked with. And she talked me into going with her.
Amen.
Yep. And the guy that was leading the Bible study, we were talking about Jesus, and he asked me if I knew Jesus. I said, yeah, I guess I do. I don't know. Which I didn't. I knew of him. You know, I've heard people mention him. And he said to me, who do you say that Jesus is? I said, just Jesus. And there's a verse in the Bible that says that nobody can call Jesus Lord unless by the Holy Spirit. And I couldn't call Jesus Lord because I didn't really know him. And so he suggested we pray. And so I didn't know what kind of prayer was going to be. I really had no experience with prayer, not of that sort anyway. So I'm sitting there and my head's bowed and he's saying this prayer. It's a sinner's prayer leading me to the Lord. So I'm repeating everything he says and I'm sitting there and sweat is just pouring off of my face. It's dropping in my lap and my pants are getting wet. I'm sweating so much. Yeah. So I'm just sitting here, I'm praying this prayer, and all the sweat is running off of me, and I'm thinking, that's really weird. I sweat a lot, but I don't sweat this much. So, I'm still doing drugs and drinking and stuff, you know, but about 2 weeks later, I won't go into the details of all the drugs and things I did. A lot of you have done the drugs and stuff, and it's not worth mentioning, really. But a couple weeks later, the love of God filled my room, my bedroom. And it just surprised me so much that somebody could love me that much. And for about the first year I was saved, I couldn't stop crying. I cried and cried and cried because somebody loved me that much. I said to my pastor one time, not this pastor, a different one, I said to him, is it a sin to feel this good? He said, no. But, and you know, before I met the Lord, I saw some things and things happened. And I knew there was a spirit world out there, but it was the wrong focus. Being into the new age, it's like counterfeit, you know. But now that after I got saved, I meant Jesus.
Amen.
And things started to happen more frequently. Good things. And I knew that it was from God. And I can't tell you all the things that have happened to me in my walk with the Lord, because there's just too many things. And Donna was mentioning about how she loved this church. And I love this church too. We started coming to this church in the early 90s, I guess. Around 94 or something like that. After renewal had broken out. Some of you might not know what renewal actually means, but it was just God was pouring out His love on His church in a greater depth, a greater measure. That's what renewal was for me. That's what renewal still is to me. He hasn't stopped pouring out His love on me. And He never will. I don't cry as much as I used to. But I still cry. I laugh a lot more now. And you know, if I had to say, just sum it up in a short, real short testimony, I would say that the joy of the Lord is my testimony. Because I had nothing to be joyful for, but God gave me reason for joy. God gave me purpose. God gave me my life back, my wife back, and my kids back. So there's a lot more I could share, but that's a little bit of my testimony.
Lord, we thank You for Ed and just for the testimony that he is. Lord, we just receive right now for each one of us that revelation of God's love. Lord, we invite You to invade our life in a fresh way, that You might fill us with tears of joy as well. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. I sure appreciate You, brother. God is good.